And to show you what I'm sort of what I'm talking about, he rebuked the Pharisees one time. He said, "You tithe these things, and you do this, and you do that, and you don't show mercy, you know." And he said, he mentioned to them, those things you should have done, but don't not leaving other things undone. So he, you know, so there's things that we should do, but keep in mind that, you know, that God's will is, God's will is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, body, and strength, and love our neighbor as ourselves. You can almost put the whole gospel in that little nutshell, couldn't you? But that's it's getting there. Until I get there, I'm going to keep doing my cartwheels. Thankful to be here.
Midst tonight. That gives me something to be thankful for right there. And I think about, you know, what God's done for this church and the covering that, you know, that he keeps us under. And I think many times, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I think, you know, the fear of living with, just if nothing else, without his covering over my life. And I think, when we all get discouraged and everybody, you know, myself, as much as anybody, as much as I try to stay encouraged, and it seems like all it takes is one little thing. Somebody says one little thing, somebody looks at you the wrong way, some one little thing happens, and you're ready to throw in the towel. Just like that. Just like that. And then I think about, Lord, how foolish am I? You know, what do I have to go to? You know, what would I do? I don't know anything else. I mean, you know, I think, when I was out in the world, I often thought, I felt it almost unfair. You know, that I knew a better way, and everybody else could go home and, you know, sleep the sleep of the innocent, and I couldn't, because I knew, and I still know to this day there's nothing else out there. And that, you know, what Brother Talley always impresses me with what he says, you know, God is still on the throne. And it's so easy to get wrapped up in all the, you know, cares of life, and when it dawns on me from time to time just how much God cares for us. A few years back when Katrina hit, I was laying there. I had that week of Katrina, I had ruptured my Achilles tendon playing basketball over in the gym, tore it completely off. I don't know if you remember that. And that hydrocodone they put me on drove me out of my mind. I mean, it made me claustrophobic. I was freaking out. It was really, really a bad time. And plus, another hurricane, Rita, was coming on board, and gas prices were going up. My terminals in New Orleans were fixing to get hit again. You know, the world was in turmoil. I couldn't get outside to water my plants. My maple tree died because it was really hot that summer. It's just like everything was, just doom and despair. And I remember laying there in that recliner with my leg propped up, and it was hurting, and I was couldn't stand to even look at it because I couldn't stand it being in that cast. And to this day, I can't even see a commercial on TV with somebody's like in a full body cast. Ooh, click, 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 click. I have to change. I can't stand it. Oh, man. But I was laying there in that recliner, and I was watching this, you know, these people in New Orleans under houses flooded and fire ants getting in their houses and all the horrible things that were happening. And I could just feel the anxiety just cranking, just my leg, Katrina, you know, this and that. And I looked, and I was eating a ham sandwich, and I looked down, and my dogs were in a circle around me. And they all had their backs to that TV. Them dogs didn't care what was on that TV. They could not have cared less what Fox and CNN and MSNBC and all that were saying. All they cared about was they wanted a bite of my ham sandwich. And all of a sudden it dawned on me, those dogs don't care what's on that TV. Because they know that no matter what happens, I'm taking care of those dogs. And if I'm as fallible as I am, as I've proven to be time and time and time again, how much more should I trust God to take care of me And who cares about, you know, of course we all care about health care and about tribulation and all the things we're looking at coming down the road. I can't fix that. I can't fix a bit of it. I can't. I'm not as bad now as I once was, but I once at one time was really bad about listening to all the talk radio. And what caught me when I started going through this, you know, this all this deal at work, I found the only peace I could get is if I didn't listen to any talk radio from the time I left my house till I got to work. Because if I did, I'd get to work, I'd just be in a 4-foot hover, but now I don't do that, and I try to pray during that time. If nothing else, just be mindful. Just be mindful of what God's done for us and what he continues to do for us. And that if, you know, the Bible says consider the lilies. Well, when I think about those dogs, I say consider the puppies. Remember that those dogs know that I'm going to take care of them. So what more? Well, how much more can I know that God's going to take care of me, regardless of my situation, regardless of, you know, what happens? You know, it's so easy to fret. And I think of we look down on the Israelites. You know, we read through the Bible where God would perform great miracles, and then within a day, it seems like they were right back to their murmuring and complaining. And I think, good Lord, I'm worse than any Israelite. I mean, it doesn't take me a day. Sometimes it takes me 5 minutes to go from just somebody saying the wrong thing, or you take the wrong, you know, you get an email and you take it in the wrong context. You could even read it in the wrong frame of mind. And there's not a thing meant by that email. It's just how you read it. So, and I just want to stand tonight and, you know, tell the Lord how thankful I am, and let y'all know how thankful I am for y'all. You know, for the kind of people, something was said at the Batesville meeting last Sunday, and they were talking about, I think it was Jason Sutmiller said that very little in the Bible talks about how heaven is going to be. It just talks about what we're going to have to do to get there. There's not a whole lot said about, and I don't know if I agree or disagree with that, but it did dawn on me when I pulled up to the Batesville church, and I pulled into their parking lot, and the first thing I see is Brother Daniels, Brother Talley, and Mike Crafton. That tells me what heaven's going to be like right there. The way my heart just jumped a little bit, just seeing people, you know, seeing God's people, that tells me a little bit about how heaven's going to be. And I want to thank God for just that, even if that's a small vision. But to me, that's enough vision. Sometimes it's the small things that keep you going. And I just want to let y'all know that I do appreciate y'all. I do appreciate this church.
Sing this here, I don't know. I hadn't ran the gambit of everybody who sings here all the songs, but Brother Brett was talking. The song came to mind.
We're living below. Comfort I can't afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? For my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Well, neighbors are kind, I love. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs a man enough from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, where could I go? Where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul.
Here tonight that we've had, and sometimes it's good just to have different ones put this in a perspective for us. I've often thought myself about Jesus, and I'm not going to talk, but it would have been so easy, it seemed to me, like if he would have not had the mind of God, for him to, he could have slipped out of that death pretty easy. And almost seemed like, to, from man's point of view, that it was almost foolish for him to die like he did. He could have just kept his mouth shut and it looked like he could have. And I've thought of different martyrs, too, that's died down through the dark ages, that they wouldn't have necessarily so much had to recant if they'd have just knew, they knew they was getting themselves in trouble if they'd just got a little quieter than what they were. But I've thought about that, and I've asked God, you know, what would I do? I'd like to have the mind of God to know what His purpose and what the Spirit was leading in my heart, my mind. Jesus knew the purpose of God and how great it was and how meaningful it was, and that it, somebody said here recently, this is not about me. It's not about you. It's about God's purpose and His will. And really, that's sort of a double negative, because it is about us too. But you know what's meant by that is that it's not our will that's to be accomplished here, but His will is for our good. That's what I mean. That's what we know. Anyway, I've enjoyed this here tonight, and before we go home, I want to mention again, we're having a work day Saturday. There's different ones that are here, knows what some of the things that need to be done. I don't know that it's going to take all day, but we are going to have a sister, I think Sister Gladys is going to take charge of the breakfast, just a continental or light breakfast, and then we have some sisters that'll be helping out and taking care of the dinner, some sort of lunch for the men. They're here working. I know Brother Painter's taking on trying to get all these leaves that are up against the gymnasium and around the building. We just need a good general outside cleanup, and there's several little maintenance issues inside, and we're probably not going to try to do anything on this house we have over here. This the house behind the church, we've purchased that house from Brother Brett Weiniger, and it's an asset to us, but we've had it completely painted inside, but it does need some work done on it, but it'll repay us, no doubt, in many ways, whether we keep it or whether we sell it or whatever we do with it down the road. It will pay us to take care of it and get it in good shape. And so I appreciated Brother Brett Weiniger letting us purchase it the way he did. It was worth more than what he sold it to us for. So that'll be a blessing down the road for us. But we've got, and it's not that much work that we need to do that to get it up in good condition. So I'd like to have, you know, somewhere, we may not keep it. I don't know exactly what we'll do with it, but it'd sure be wonderful if we could find somebody like Red Perkins, wouldn't it, in Wichita, somebody that would take care of the maintenance around here. I'm hoping that the Lord will bless us with that, and that we can have someone here that can help do a lot of the things that need to be done and seen after and taken care of, and it'll be a blessing in that way. Anyway, what time's breakfast, Sister Gladys? 8:30? 9 o'clock? You gonna make it 9 or 8:30? 8:30. Get in here and, yeah, because if you eat, it's going to be after 9 by the time you get started. So, I apologize that I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be in Brother Bud's anniversary. It's his 40th anniversary meeting there in Sebastopol. Several of the main brethren and others are going to be there. I think just about all of Texas. So I want us to be represented in that, because we want them to come up here when we're doing something, don't we? Amen. All right, let's stand. Give God a praise. It's good to have Sister Schuyler here. I don't know how she got here by herself, but I appreciate her wanting to be in church like she is. Brother Jacob, we're glad you're here too. I didn't clap for you, but we really are glad. Sister Oates. All right. Friday night at 6:30, where? In the dining room? Okay. All right. The women. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. These good words stimulated our minds. The word of God, Lord, that we received here tonight. We thank you for it.